And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, we're going to be looking at a U.S. senator. In fact, this whole program is going to be about a senator. They say that he may be the most conservative senator in the U.S. Senate. He certainly is the most educated, the most fluent, the most, I'll give you his background in a minute. You'll see he's he's top of the line. Graduated from Princeton. Graduated from Harvard. In fact, he was editor of the Harvard Law Review. And he's now a U.S. Senator from the state of Texas. He's the first Cuban-American, or Cuban-Canadian, I guess. I don't know what you call it. We'll talk about that in a moment. The first Cuban-American from the state of Texas to be in the Senate. And he beat a well-known Texas politician named David Dewhurst. In fact, whipped him 57-43%. He had the help of Sarah Palin winning that election. It was a big surprise, said the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune. But was it a surprise? I personally was not surprised at all. The minute that I heard Ted Cruz was running as a so-called dark horse for senator from Texas, I knew the fix was in. It seems like nobody else knows that, and he's probably the most liked, the most appreciated U.S. senator in maybe in our lifetime. Why, he's more conservative than Jesse Helms was. He's against same-sex marriage. He's a family man. He's a Southern Baptist, even. I mean, did he take over the place of Jerry Falwell? Well, maybe. When he decided to run for president, he went to Liberty University, the alma mater, you might say, of Jerry Falwell. He didn't graduate from there, but Jerry Falwell founded the school. And he spoke there. Now, that was a real, real eye-opener. This man that you would think would be Catholic, Roman Catholic, Ted Cruz, being right there at Liberty University, the Southern Baptist Mecca, announcing that he was going to run for president. Of course, he's going to undo everything that Obama stands for. Now, none of us can be against that, can we? I oppose Barack Obama and his attempt to break down, to destroy the American institutions and the Constitution. But first, before we talk about Senator Ted Cruz, let me give you the title of today's program. You may be upset about it. You may say, I've heard Senator Cruz on Fox News Network. I've heard him on the Bill O'Reilly Show, the O'Reilly Factor. I've heard him on the Megyn Kelly Show. He stands up for America. But here's the title of today's program. Senator Cruz, Deceiver of Zion. Father of the North American Union, conspirator with Goldman Sachs Bank, traitor to America, and puppet for the Jewish New World Order. Let me repeat that. I'm going to prove in this program today that Senator Cruz is a rotten, ambitious traitor to the United States. I'm going to prove that he and his wife Heidi are behind the North American Union. And they worked in the Bush administration and wrote the regulations and the plan for the North American Union. I'm going to show how his wife has worked for J.P. Morgan Bank, Merrill Lynch Bank, and Goldman Sachs Bank. In fact, she's vice president. She was a private wealth management vice president for Goldman Sachs. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And she helped write the North American Union Report. It's called Building the North American Union Community. She endorsed the report. She wrote part of the report. She was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations that did so. But we'll talk about that in a minute. And Ted Cruz was working for the George W. Bush administration. And he helped push the North American Union. He was behind Bush going to Waco, Texas, and meeting with Mexican President Vicente Fox and the Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Martin, when they put together the Security and Prosperity Act. They signed an agreement to turn American sovereignty over, to turn American sovereignty over to the Mexicans. That is why we have no border today with Mexico. I want to repeat that. Don't blame Obama for the amnesty program. That was Bush. That was Bush. That was Senator Ted Cruz. Of course, today, Senator Ted Cruz says he's against that. But what more would a traitor say? You think he's going to come out and tell you the truth? Why, he's a conservative, isn't he? Running for president. But let's talk a little bit closer. Let's get down to brass tacks about Ted Cruz. Now, what I'm going to tell you today will probably make you mad. If you love Ted Cruz, I want you to think about it. I want you to research it for yourself. I want you to prove me wrong. Prove that Tex Mars is lying about Ted Cruz. Prove that he's a great American, a great conservative Republican that will bring America back to the Constitution. Prove it to me. But first, listen to what I have to say. Now, Ted Cruz was elected in 2012 as a Republican. The first Hispanic, actually the first Cuban American to serve as a U.S. Senator from Texas. But for 4 years before that, Cruz was in the George W. Bush White House. What did he do there? He was director, listen to this, of the Office of Policy Planning at the Federal Trade Commission. And he was a domestic policy advisor to U.S. President George W. Bush. Now, I wanted to know what this was, this Office of Policy Planning at the Federal Trade Commission in the George W. Bush White House. So I got a hold of my contacts and I asked him, what did Cruz do there? Well, some of them, you know, sort of gave me a, you know, sort of, well, he did this, he did this. Sort of, I couldn't really tell. But then I got to two gentlemen, neither one of which knew the other, that were willing to tell the truth. They said, well, Tex, you know about the big meeting in 2005 in Waco, where George W. Bush said he was going to give up the American sovereignty and that there would be no border with Mexico. And George W. Bush was, of course, for the amnesty program. When he was governor of Texas, he promoted it. When he was president, he promoted it. Cruz was his project man for the North American Union project. Now, what did they do? Do you remember that when Bush did this in 2005, I wrote several newsletters about it, and everyone called me a liar. They said, there's no such thing. But I put pictures in my newsletter, showed Bush shaking the hands of President Fox of Mexico and of the Prime Minister of Canada. It explained exactly what was going on. And I told you that Bush could not get it through Congress. The Republicans wanted it, the Democrats wanted it, but they were afraid of you, the citizen. So they said, what we're going to do is push this trade agreement, this ending of the sovereignty of America, we're going to push it through. It's going to be by executive order, secret executive orders. And Ted Cruz worked up the secret executive orders to push the North American Union. Now, I want you to understand this. When these Republicans, John Boehner and McConnell and the others, say, oh, Bush, he doesn't follow the Constitution. Congress has the right to pass laws. Bush shouldn't be signing those executive orders. Oh, no, no. Well, I'm telling you that Ted Cruz promoted the North American Union when he worked for over 3 years for George W. Bush. He was director of the Office of Policy Planning for the Federal Trade Commission. What do you think the policy planners do? Now, his wife, Heidi, you've probably seen pictures of her. She's a nice-looking blonde lady. Her maiden name was supposedly Heidi Nelson. Very rich. I told you that she worked as investment bankers for J.P. Morgan, for Merrill Lynch, and for Goldman Sachs. Friends, you don't become vice president at Goldman Sachs unless you know somebody. Unless you're a very important person. Unless you're willing to shaft the poor man. That's to put it bluntly. How did Heidi Cruz get to be with the Council on Foreign Relations? Now, that's 3,000 of the most important people in America. We've talked about them. I've done entire programs on the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. It's over 80% Jewish. How did she get on the 31-person board that oversaw, I'm going to repeat that again, she oversaw the project for the North American Union. She worked in the CFR until the year 2011, the year, of course, before her husband was elected U.S. Senator. Now, I want to repeat that. She worked for about 5 years in some very high-level offices in the Bush White House. She was there, too. I'm going to tell you what her positions were. What did she do at the Bush White House? She worked on the North American Union. You say, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Heidi Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz's wife, would work on the North American Union. Let me give you a little clue, friends. I have a copy of the report. I ordered it from the CFR. I have it here in my files. Building a North American Union Community. It lists all the authors of the report. There are 31. It's led by their chairman, Robert Pastor, who is president of the group, and he was with American University. Now, Robert Pastor has been called the father of the North American Union only because his name was on that report. But let me tell you who the mother of it was. The mother was Heidi Cruz. She was on the CFR committee. She was at the Bush White House. She worked for Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Council, and Heidi Cruz worked also in the Trade Department. She served as the economic director for the Western Hemisphere. Now, listen to that now. That's a big highfalutin title, but listen to it very carefully. She was at the National Security Council working for George W. and Dick Cheney. Her title was Economic Director for the Western Hemisphere. What is the Western Hemisphere? That's Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Well, now Ms. Cruz began her career as investment banker with J.P. Morgan in New York City. Now, Cruz was down here in Texas. What was she doing at that moment in New York City? Is this simply a marriage of convenience? Maybe. Because it is widely believed and reported that Ted Cruz is a gay man. Oh, no. Why? He's got a couple of kids. How can that be, you say? Right there on the stage with him was two beautiful little girls. They're blondes. His wife Heidi is blonde. How can this be? How can he be married to Heidi and have two daughters? Well, it's sort of like John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's a gay man, too. He's gay. And, of course, he's going to go along with whatever the gay community wants. And so John Roberts was appointed by George W. Bush to the Supreme Court. But before that, he was a lead lawyer on the sodomy case in Texas. He worked for the gay rights movement for no charge. Now, all the Christians went along with whatever George W. Bush said. He was next to God. Why? He invaded Iraq because God told him to. Remember that? Yeah, God told him to do it. I guess God must have been mistaken about those weapons of mass destruction. So was Condoleezza Rice when she told us about those mushroom clouds that were gathering over different American cities. Of course, the fact is Heidi Cruz worked directly for Condoleezza Rice. Now, I'm going to tell you more about the gayness, should I call it, of Ted Cruz. Look at the guy very carefully when he's giving a speech. Come on, friends. Come on. You say, you shouldn't judge by what a person looks like. Yeah, well. How about this? When he was in the White House, he was given the task of coming up with a Supreme Court justice nominee. Supreme Court needed a chief justice. They told Cruz, go out and find the best candidate. Now, I want to say that again. Ted Cruz, graduate of Princeton, graduate of Harvard, editor of the Harvard Law Review, was asked by Bush and Cheney to go find the best Supreme Court justice nominee. And he went directly to who? John Roberts. They're old pals, you see. Turns out that John Roberts, who is now the Supreme Court Justice, of course, was married. He got a couple of kids. But he's so gay, he's such a queer, that he couldn't even have kids, didn't want to have sex. So he and his wife had to adopt. That's right. When you saw him get up on the stage there with George W. and be made our Supreme Court Chief Justice, and he trotted his wife out and his two little kids. This is the way they do. Remember the New Jersey guy, the governor? His blonde wife got up and said, oh, you know, I'm going to stick by my man. Because he had been going to bed with an Israeli spy. And he was the governor of New Jersey. Well, that didn't last too long. Now they're divorced. When you looked at him, you could see he was queer as a $3 bill, to use an old phrase. And so is Mr. Cruz. He's queer. He's homosexual. He's the fact, whatever you want to give it. Why? Why, he's against same-sex marriage. Why, he wouldn't pal around with those homosexuals. He wouldn't even do it to get big bits of money. He just wouldn't do it. Yeah, let me read to you from the New York Times. New York Times, April 23rd, 2015. Why, that was just a couple of weeks back. Well, what is this? This is from the politics section of the New York Times. It says, Ted Cruz is guest of two gay businessmen in New York City. What's that all about? Well, it seems like they had a reception for him at the Manhattan, that's in downtown New York, apartment, of two prominent gay hoteliers. Means they own huge hotels. Says it was a private meeting. They didn't allow any of the press there. They only had about a dozen people. It was called a fireside chat. Now, you didn't get to hear it, did you, friends? You can't even get the transcript for it, can you? But the New York Times, a liberal, pro-gay publication, published it. They said that Ted Cruz has positioned himself, that's what they called it, has positioned himself as a strong opponent of same-sex marriage. He has urged pastors nationwide to preach in support of marriage as an institution between a man and a woman, which he said was ordained by God. But there on Monday night, at this reception for him put on by these two gay guys, who are well known in New York as gay, and who lived together for many years, and who are gay friends of Rudy Giuliani, a known transvestite. That's right, the former mayor, Giuliani. I've given you the pictures. I published the pictures of Giuliani in women's drag clothing in my newsletter and on the web. Rudy Giuliani, as queer as can be, he lived with a man. He lived with a man in an apartment himself. Well, these two queers, they're big supporters of Mr. Cruz. What does that mean, big supporters? It means money, money, money. That's what they gave to him. It seems the New York Times said that he's changing his tune. Maybe he's not so anti-gay. In fact, his comments at this meeting with his fireside chat for these gay people was of a different tone. Ted Cruz said, quote, "If one of my daughters was gay, I would love them just as much." Mm-hmm, yeah. We're not talking about your love of your daughter, Mr. Senator. Now, one of the 12 people there was a third person to talk about. It was a man named Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L. I've been reading about Peter Thiel quite a bit. He's a gay investor. He's a Jewish stock market guy. And he's been, quote, according to the New York Times, a generous contributor to Mr. Cruz's political campaigns. And all of these people that met are all with him in this apartment in Manhattan with Mr. Cruz are strong supporters of Israel. And they said, quote, "Ted Cruz is at point on every issue that has to do with national security." What that means is he's a flaming Zionist queer. If you're a flaming Zionist queer, obviously, you're right on security. Rudy Giuliani is, and so is Mr. Cruz. Now, this apartment that they met in, by the way, is quite infamous. Seems that a 23-year-old Brooklyn man died of a drug overdose there not too long ago. He was a gay man, too. Boy. Well, enough about that. But so all the queers, all the Jewish queers in New York love Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz loves our homo Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. You'll remember that the Obamacare message came down to one vote in the Supreme Court. It was going down in flames. It was going to lose the votes. And there was only one person who was to vote, and that was Mr. John Roberts. And he voted in favor of it. The decision was 5-4 for Obamacare. We wouldn't be talking about Obamacare today. It wouldn't even be here if John Roberts, the queer, appointed by George W. Bush, himself a gay man, had not appointed John Roberts. Listen, my friends, if you don't know, we got a pack of gay animals as Republicans and Democrats running the House and the Senate and the White House as well. You just don't know anything, my friends. Now, I may not be on this radio show long, but I'm going to tell the truth about it. I want you to know. We have a pack of gay animals running America. And Obama is also gay. And Rahm Emanuel, the ballerina dancer, who went over to Israel and served in their armed forces and did not serve in America, was made Obama's White House chief of staff. What's that all about? How can you appoint somebody who served in the military of another country, your chief of staff at the White House? How can he get a clearance? Well, I don't know where Mr. Obama met Rahm Emanuel, who now, of course, due to some crooked deal, is mayor of Chicago. But they probably met at one of those gay bathhouses that both of them are reputed to attend regularly. Now, I want you to understand that Ted Cruz was not an unknown dark horse appointment. The minute that he said, I'm going to run for Senator of the United States against David Dewhurst, I said, David Dewhurst is going down. And everybody said, well, how's that? How can a Cuban American who's not even born in Texas, not even born in the United States, how could he beat David Dewhurst for U.S. Senator? How could that happen? Here's how it happens, friends. It happens when the Tea Party Express backs you. The Tea Party backs you. Oh, well, I thought that the Tea Party was real conservative. Friends, there are several Tea Parties. There's several. The Tea Party Express is owned and operated by Jews. You ever heard of the Koch brothers, K-O-C-H? There you go. Now, the Koch brothers are the same people that supported Sarah Palin. And what they did was tell Sarah Palin, we want you to come down to Texas and campaign almost full time for Ted Cruz. And Sarah Palin knows Ted Cruz only because of the Jewish Koch brothers who are billionaires. And so the Tea Party endorsed Ted Cruz. Not my neighbor or your neighbor. Not the, let's just call us all, I guess I have to admit it, we're all sort of, you know, low on the economic totem pole, aren't we? No, the rich billionaire Jews who set up these different tea parties and are running them, they're the ones who back Cruz. They took over the tea parties. Now, I know a lot of good people in these tea parties. My own sister is a member of one of them. When I told her, do you know that they're run, most of them are run by the Jews? She said, oh, no, that's not possible. Yeah, well, it is possible. In fact, it's a reality. Now, let's go back to this North American Union plan. He met Heidi Cruz when both of them were working in the Bush administration. Ted Cruz did. And she was behind the North American Union project. Let's call her the mother of the North American Union. Now, Robert Pastor, who is with the American University in Washington, D.C., he may be the official father, but the real father of the North American Union is none other than Ted Cruz. That's why I call him father of the North American Union. But wait just a minute. Why, he's not a member of the CFR even. Why, Ted Cruz, he's even criticized the CFR. Why, in 2009, he gave a speech in which he called the members of the CFR, quote, a nest of pernicious snakes. And the crowd applauded wildly. Think about that. A nest of pernicious snakes. They love that. That's the CFR. That's what Ted Cruz said. But no one knew that his wife had been at the CFR, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, had been for 3 years, and was part of the North American Union project. Was she a pernicious snake too? Was he talking about his own wife? No. He thought you and I are too stupid to check on this. We're too stupid to investigate and find out who's on the CFR's board for the North American Union. His own wife. And he was calling the members of the CFR pernicious snakes. I think this guy is the pernicious snake. Don't you? I'll have more disclosures about Ted Cruz when I come back in just a moment. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. You know, we're exposing Ted Cruz today. It doesn't surprise me. This guy is a rat. a deceiver, a Zionist freak, father of the North American Union. His wife and he are conspirators with Goldman Sachs Bank. He's a puppet for the Jewish New World Order, and he's a traitor to America. This is the way they work, my friends. And he's put on Fox TV Network and portrays himself as a real patriot. Why? He's opposed to the other members of the Senate. They don't like this guy one bit, do they? Yeah, well, we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. I'll show you he's so thick with these thieves that he runs around with them on their private airplanes and flies to Israel. But we'll talk more about that in just a moment. You know, I talk about a lot of these people like Ted Cruz in my shocking book entitled Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. You know, on the front cover of this book is painted a gigantic snake, a beast coming up out of the sea. I gave a copy to a good friend of mine, a doctor, and he said, "Well, Tex, I love this book." And, you know, he had it for about a week. He said, "Boy, I read it through, and it's a great book. But I think you ought to change the cover. You know, I think it's too cartoonish. It's kind of sort of shocking. I mean, you know, to have a serpent on the cover. And you're talking about the conspiracy of the six-pointed star. Everybody knows that's Jewish. That's a Jewish symbol. It's right on their flag. But what's the serpent got to do with it?" Well, I said, maybe it's not the right picture for my book, but you know, it's what God gave us as a symbol. It's the beast that rises up out of the sea. That's Revelation 13, verse 1. Think about it. "And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea." A beast. That's what Israel is. That's what God told us about. A beast rising up out of the sea. That's the illustration. That's the picture I have on my front cover. I think if God gave it to us, that's a good enough symbol, don't you? Because it symbolizes a beast, a horrible beast. And he rises up and he gains great power. It even says that the people of God are the only ones able to make war against him, but even they are overcome for a time. Now, this book is $25. It's a big book. It's like an encyclopedia. It's not one you can take, you know, and put in your back pants pocket and lay down at the beach and read. A little bit heavy for that. But you'll enjoy you'll enjoy it sitting in your apartment or your home, unfolded, and boy, it's got pictures in there and that prove my point. Well, you'll learn how Richard Nixon was kicked out of office by the Jews. That's right. You didn't know Watergate was a Jewish project, did you? But how his vice president, Spiro Agnew, also was a target of the Jews. You'll learn how Truman was paid millions of dollars to recognize the nation of Israel. Oh, you thought it was a miracle of God? Is that the way God does things? He tells the Israelis, give a bribe to the President of the United States, and they give millions to Truman. Is that the way God works? I don't think so, friends. Oh, in 1948, Israel became Israel again. And the Jews came from all over the world. Yes, they did, but they didn't do it because of God. It wasn't a miracle. It was a bribe. That's in the book, too. You'll also learn how Obama became president, how the Jews of Chicago and the United States supported him, how they gave him advice and told him what to do. And he did it. He took their advice, and he became president. Now Ted Cruz is being told, here's what you do to become president. Oh, he's not out there by himself. He's got handlers. He's got Jews behind him. He's got these billionaires. He meets for fireside chats with about 12 men, most of them gays, in New York City. Well, he's a Texan, isn't he? Why, he dresses in blue jeans and goes to these meetings. Why, his father is a pastor, Rafael Cruz. He's a pastor in South Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But what did his father do before he was a pastor? Oh, you mean those years when he was a terrorist, killing people for Fidel Castro down in Cuba? Yeah, I mean exactly that. He was a terrorist. I don't know if he killed people or not, but what did terrorists do that worked for Fidel Castro? He helped to overthrow, eventually, Fulgencio Batista. He helped to put the communist in. But then he came to the United States and actually came to Canada. He said, well, I did not know at all that Castro was a communist. I didn't know that. Yeah, well, when you're a terrorist and you're fighting in the terrorist army of Fidel Castro and you don't know that he's a communist? Come on, Mr. Cruz. But now Mr. Cruz is... he's rehabilitated. Why, he preaches in little churches down in South Texas. And Cruz, why, he's a Southern Baptist. He announced for president at Liberty University, the Baptist school. You see how they take these people and they mold them the way they want to? Now, where did I learn about this? I learned from a book. I learned from a book called The Protocols of Zion, which we have here at the ministry. You can order that right now. It says this is how they get their leaders. They're people who have a history, and they cover up the history and present them to you as, oh, lily pure and, yeah. I'm sure that Ted Cruz, they know all about his past history as a homosexual. Just like they knew about John Roberts. That's why John Roberts will do whatever they say as Supreme Court Justice. And Ted Cruz is going to do everything they say, and he doesn't mind it at all. I think he mapped out his whole career with these people. He said, what do I need to do? They said, well, you have to portray yourself as a conservative. I bet he said, no, I'm not a conservative. They said, well, shut up, you are now. That's what all the neocon Jews do. All of them are conservatives. Sure. By the way, when people complain to Ted Cruz about his wife Heidi being a member of the CFR, he said, oh, but you have to understand, Heidi was a member of the CFR, but she opposed the North American Union plan. Well, in just a few minutes, I'll tell you about Heidi, and I'll read to you her statement that's printed in the report, Building a North American Union. And the first words out, well, I'll tell you about it in just a minute. He was lying. He was lying to you, my friends. Ted Cruz was lying. His wife endorses the North American Union. But Ted Cruz says, my wife, she worked with people that are really pro-Israel, like John Bolton. Remember him? The former United States ambassador to the United Nations? The wacko with a mustache? Have you ever seen that guy? There's never been a war in the Middle East that he opposed. He's for every war. I mean, why did the guy go and become a citizen of Israel? He's not even an American. He's some kind of a nut. Well, he worked with Ted Cruz's wife. I bet he did. Well, conspiracy of the six-pointed star. I'm going to keep that picture of that dragon-looking fish, that beast on the cover. Because that's what it's telling us about. I'm not going to take something off that God told us was there. Revelation 13:1, the beast that rises up out of the sea. That's good enough for me. I want you to have your copy of this book, $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling. Total of $30. Just call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can go to our webpage, powerofprophecy.com or textmars.com. Make sure you spell my name. Nobody does it right, but I don't mind, except you can't get to where you're going on the web unless you do. TexMarrs. I don't know why they spelled it like that, but you know they did, so it's okay. It's all right. Textmars.com. You can just phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Or you can write to us, send us $30 total. Say, give me that book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. We'll send it right out to you. Our address is 1708 Patterson Road. That's Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And now let's return. We're looking at Senator Ted Cruz, the most conservative senator in the in the entire U.S. Senate. Now, after he won the election in 2012, I decided to really start following Ted Cruz's career. Now, I knew this guy was a fake. I knew his wife, Heidi, had been a member of the CFR. I knew that she wrote part of the report. She's got her her name written on it. There it is. Now, she is a pernicious snake, but not because her husband said she was. Now, I told you about his father. He came to Canada. Yes, they wouldn't let him come into the United States because he'd been a fighter, a guerrilla fighter, a terrorist for Fidel Castro. Well, now, of course, Obama has recognized Castro and Cuba. So Cruz will get along real good with him, won't he? But here his father comes to Canada. And then he married an American woman. Now, this poor, beleaguered, former terrorist fighter for Fidel Castro comes to Canada. I bet he had no money at all. I bet he really struggled. Uh-oh. Oh, he married a very rich woman? Oh, he owned a huge oil drilling firm up in Canada, he and her? Oh, how'd they get that? A big oil drilling place. How did they get that? This Cuban and his wife, an American, she come from Delaware. And they had a little Ted. Ted was born in Canada. And I think at an early age, I mean, he was like 4 years old, they said, you know, we've got to move to America. So they sold their business. I don't know when. I haven't been able to figure that out. But I know they sold their business and moved to America. Finally, they ended up down in Texas. And Ted Cruz went, I think, to Katy High School near Houston, Texas. And I think they said, you know, this will be perfect. Your father was a communist fighter for Fidel Castro, but he realizes that was a mistake. And now you're his son. Now, I'm sure that Ted Cruz had no money either. But then how could he have got into Princeton University, where he graduated? And then how could he go from Princeton to Harvard University, from which he graduated? And then how could he be president, or editor, that is, of the Harvard Law Review? And how did he become a top student at the law school at Harvard? In fact, let me tell you what one famous American lawyer said about him. This lawyer in New York City said that Ted Cruz is the most brilliant of lawyers. Wow. He said he's the most brilliant of lawyers. Now, which lawyer said that? Well, that was Alan Dershowitz. Well, I've never heard Dershowitz say that about any Republican. Isn't Dershowitz the guy that ran around the world on a jet with Jason Epstein, the molester of young teenage girls? I'm not saying that Dershowitz was involved in that. But he was a big pal of Jason Epstein, as was President Bill Clinton, Democrat. So according to Dershowitz, a dirtbag if there ever was one, in my opinion. By the way, he also worked to get, remember, O.J. Simpson? Yeah, Dershowitz was one of his lawyers. What a crumb. What a terrible person. Of course, Dershowitz says that America needs to torture. If we just had a torture system like Israel does, why we could undo all those Arabs and all those Muslims. Yeah, he wrote a whole book on torture, said it's okay. If you're the one not being tortured, it's okay, Mr. Dershowitz. But Mr. Dershowitz said that Ted Cruz is the most brilliant of the brilliant lawyers. Wow, he must really be good if Dershowitz says that about him. So Ted Cruz knows Dershowitz. I wonder if he knows Jason Epstein. I wonder, well, anyway, that's... Now, the other Cuban senator that knows, I'm sure, Jason Epstein was Senator Menendez. He's Cuban American too. He's a Democrat. Well, let's forget about Menendez because he's been indicted for taking bribes. He took bribes from a Jewish doctor down in Florida. And Menendez flew on his airplane down to the Dominican Republic. I think that's where Jason Epstein was flying. And Menendez reportedly had sex with young teenage girls. Oh, these people are pedophiles. They're gays. They're evil. And they're our leading politicians. So let's say he's a friend of Dershowitz, Ted Cruz is. He's a big pal. In fact, he endorsed, he went out and got John Roberts and gave him to Bush and said, here's your guy for the Supreme Court. Cruz did. Boy, it gets thick in this, doesn't it? Now, Cruz was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. But he said, I didn't even know I was a Canadian citizen. That's what he said just last year. When I found out, I immediately wrote him a letter and said, I'm renouncing my Canadian citizenship. Well, that's interesting. After he became a U.S. senator from Texas, and after he decided to run for president, I suppose he says, well, I don't want to be a Canadian anymore. Of course, if he was going to run for Canadian prime minister, he would be say, I don't want to be an American anymore, but that's another story. Well, by the way, his mother was a very rich woman from Wilmington, Delaware. She graduated with a degree in mathematics from Rice University. There's the big school, famous school. You don't get into Rice University unless you're really somebody. I'm reading from Wikipedia about Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, who was born in 1939 in Matanzas, Cuba. It says here in Wikipedia, as a teenager, he joined Fidel Castro's guerrilla groups to fight against the regime of Batista. He left Cuba in 1957 to attend the University of Texas. Oh, yes. Well, he's now a pastor in Carrollton, Texas, a Dallas suburb. Now, from the time he left the Bush White House, Cruz worked for a few years for a law firm in Washington, D.C., named Cooper Corvin and Rosenthal. Get that. Worked with Mr. Rosenthal there up to 1998. Now, I want to tell you a few little strange things. Now, the Speaker of the House is John Boehner, is he not? Yes, he is. A Republican. And the Senate Majority Leader is Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, a Republican. Well, it seems that Cruz is big pals with both of them. Now, I heard on Fox News that Cruz is hated by every Republican, especially the leadership. He doesn't go along with them. He's too conservative. He won't back him on the Obamacare plan. He won't back him on the gun control. No, he's too strict. Well, then, why is it that Cruz went together with Mitch McConnell to Israel on Mitch McConnell's private jet? Now, you can only take a few folks with you on a private jet, maybe four or five. Now, this happened immediately after Cruz was voted in as U.S. Senator from Texas. It seems that Mitch McConnell wanted to go to Israel. He wanted to see the bigwigs there. And he took with him a young U.S. Senator, Ted Cruz. Now, why would he take the most junior senator in the U.S. Senate with him? Because the Israelis wanted to see their good friend, Ted Cruz. They wanted to look him in the face and say, you're the man we made. You're our buddy. And they did it with Mitch McConnell. And they wanted to tell Mitch McConnell, Mitch, this is our man. He is a Jewish puppet, basically. They didn't call him that, but that's what he is. In fact, in the 3 or 4 months before he took the oath as senator, Ted Cruz went to Israel twice that I know of.
on Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader's private jet.
How did that happen? How do you get to go with Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader? How do you get to go in his private jet to Israel? Of course, there's the famous place they all visit, the Wailing Wall, with their little black mitka on their head. It's actually called a kippah, a little cap. So he's big pals with Mitchell, with Mitch McConnell, before he was elected. He's no dark horse. He's no unknown quantity. There was a reason that Sarah Palin was told to go down and support the guy in Texas. There's a reason why he flew with Mitch McConnell. Now let's go to John Boehner. Well, what's that got to do with John Boehner? Why, John Boehner has hundreds of congressmen under his command. He doesn't know one little U.S. senator. He's got hundreds of congressmen, doesn't he? Well, it just seems that John Boehner, before... Congressman John Boehner a few years ago wanted a lawyer for himself. You see, there was a lawsuit pending against Congressman Jim McDermott. Now, McDermott had released a tape recording of a conversation he had with John Boehner. And Boehner said, "You're not supposed to do that. I'm the Speaker of the House. You did a dirty deed in recording my conversation to you." Now, the fact about it is that Mr. McDermott accused Boehner of pulling some shady deals. And it was recorded on the telephone. And John Boehner needed a good lawyer because he wanted to sue McDermott and say, "This was House business. You can't do that." He needed a lawyer that was well known and would help him. And of all the lawyers in Washington, D.C., we got thousands there. Who do you think he chose? Why, Senator, before he became Senator, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz served as a private counsel, meaning private attorney, for Congressman John Boehner. Wow. That was in 1998. That was when Cruz was working for Cooper, Corbin, and Rosenthal, a law firm. And he represented John Boehner in court. He knew the big wigs, didn't he? He was not a nobody. This guy was on his way up, my friends. He's on his way up. And he's still on his way up. Now he wants to be president of the United States. Former private counsel for House Speaker John Boehner. Big pal. Flies around with him on his private jet of Mitch McConnell. Oh, yes. But Cruz says, "I don't like John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. They're too liberal. I'm a conservative." Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes. You think about that, friends. "And I won't have anything to do with these gay businessmen. Well, you think about that Manhattan meeting in that penthouse apartment. Think about that fireside chat he gave to his good buddies there. Well, Ted Cruz. Now, I told you I would talk to you about his wife. Now, she met Ted in the year 2000, and they met they both worked for George W. Bush. They got married in 2001. She was the economic director for the Western Hemisphere at the National Security Council. She had worked for J.P. Morgan, for Merrill Lynch, two of the biggest firms on Wall Street. In 2000, she served on the Bush campaign in Austin as one of George W. Bush's three main economic advisors. She served also in the administration as the economic director for the Western Hemisphere, advising the president and then national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice. She's a former director at the U.S. Treasury Department. And get this, folks. She was the special policy assistant to Ambassador Robert Zoellick, a Jew, who was the chief U.S. international trade negotiator. Get it? The chief United States trade negotiator, a Jew, Robert Zoellick. Now, Robert Zoellick later was made president of the World Bank by Bush. Oh, she's uptight, isn't she? Now, she also was co-author of a book entitled Thank You, President Bush. Wasn't that nice? Thank You, President Bush. Mm-hmm. Now, she was a vice president in the private wealth management group at Goldman Sachs. Private wealth, that's the big shots, folks. That's the big boys. It says here that she worked with clients to, quote, listen to this now, implement high net worth portfolios across a range of investments and asset classes, including complex derivatives products. You heard about these derivatives that total up to trillions of dollars, and they're about to break the whole world's financial system. These derivatives, the Fed Reserve couldn't even get them under control. Well, she advised her private wealth people about the complex derivatives. She also advised them about private equity hedge funds. Remember all the hedge funds that caused the banking crisis of 2008? And, of course, about different U.S. stocks and so forth. Now, Cruz was just angry when people brought up his wife. He said, there are opponents in this race who have taken to attacking my wife.
Oh, yeah?
He said she's one of thousands of term members of the CFR.
Thousands?
There's only 3,000 there, my friend. He mentioned former UN Ambassador John Bolton, the nutcase I told you about that's pro-Israel all the way. He's also a member of the CFR. Is that supposed to mean something good? He says this is attacked by my opponents, like Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. He said that his wife was the only person that was opposed to the task force on the North American Union. She was opposed to it, he said. Well, I have a copy of it, friends. Let's see what she said. On pages 33 and 34 of the CFR's book, Building a North American Union, Heidi Cruz wrote a paragraph. Here's what she says. Let me give you her first sentence of the paragraph she wrote. I support the task force report and its recommendations aimed at building a safer and more prosperous North America. Let me read that to you again. I support the task force report and its recommendations aimed at building a safer and more prosperous North America. She's North America first. She's not American first. And this dude, Ted Cruz, is Israel first. Everywhere he goes, he says, I will make no apologies. I will be for Israel. He walked out of one Christian group because he said they didn't support Israel enough. Well, maybe a lot of people would support Israel more if they got billions of dollars, like Cruz and Newt Gingrich and Jeb Bush and the others. I'll run out of time here, folks. I've got a lot more to tell you about Ted Cruz. I think you've heard enough. I think he's been a plant. He's an obvious plant of the Jews. He's an obvious liar. And his wife is a member, or was a member, of the CFR. And she helped to write this report. And it calls for the end of American sovereignty. And she has never apologized for it. And neither has he. I'm Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. You know, friends, we're really up against it. We've got these evil people all pretending to be conservative, pretending to be Christian, and so forth. Watch yourselves very closely, friends. Watch who you vote for. Make sure you get all the facts. Listen every week here to Power of Prophecy. We'll tell you the truth. We'll tell you the facts. My friends, each week, tune in and discover the power of prophecy.